The power of appreciation and gratitude. Whenever you appreciate a certain thing, you become conscious of its real quality. And whenever you become conscious of the quality of anything, you begin to develop that quality within yourself. When we appreciate the worth of a person, we tend to impress the idea of that worth in our own minds, and thereby cause the same effect to be produced to an extent within ourselves. If we appreciate what we already are and are ambitious to become even more, we focus our minds upon the greater and employ what we already possess as stepping stones toward higher achievement. But when we do not appreciate ourselves, there are no stepping stones that we can use in attaining greater things. And so we realize why people that do not appreciate themselves never accomplish much, and why they eventually go downhill in nearly every instance. When we appreciate the beautiful in anything, we awaken our minds to a higher and better understanding of the beautiful. Our minds therefore become, in a sense, more beautiful. The same is true with regard to any quality. Whatever we appreciate, we tend to develop within ourselves. Whenever you feel grateful for anything, you always feel nearer to the real quality of that particular thing. A person who is ungrateful always feels that there is a wall between themselves and the good things in life. Usually there is such a wall. It's just that they have built it themselves with their ingratitude. On the other hand, someone who is grateful for everything places themselves in a state that brings them closer to the best things life has to offer. And it's hard to deny that the most grateful people are well liked by others and always receive the best attention everywhere. We all face disappointment at times and don't get exactly what we want, but you will find that the more grateful you are, the less numerous those disappointments become. The most important takeaway here is that the more grateful you are for everything good that comes into your life, the more closely you place your mind in contact with that power in life that can produce greater good and raise you up to greater heights. The power of appreciation and gratitude. Whenever you appreciate a certain thing, you become conscious of its real quality. And whenever you become conscious of the quality of anything, you begin to develop that quality within yourself. When we appreciate the worth of a person, we tend to impress the idea of that worth in our own minds, and thereby cause the same effect to be produced to an extent within ourselves. If we appreciate what we already are and are ambitious to become even more, we focus our minds upon the greater and employ what we already possess as stepping stones toward higher achievement. But when we do not appreciate ourselves, there are no stepping stones that we can use in attaining greater things. And so we realize why people that do not appreciate themselves never accomplish much, and why they eventually go downhill in nearly every instance. When we appreciate the beautiful in anything, we awaken our minds to a higher and better understanding of the beautiful. Our minds therefore become, in a sense, more beautiful. The same is true with regard to any quality. Whatever we appreciate, we tend to develop within ourselves. Whenever you feel grateful for anything, you always feel nearer to the real quality of that particular thing. A person who is ungrateful always feels that there is a wall between themselves and the good things in life. Usually there is such a wall. It's just that they have built it themselves with their ingratitude. On the other hand, someone who is grateful for everything places themselves in a state that brings them closer to the best things life has to offer. And it's hard to deny that the most grateful people are well liked by others and always receive the best attention everywhere. We all face disappointment at times and don't get exactly what we want, but you will find that the more grateful you are, the less numerous those disappointments become. The most important takeaway here is that the more grateful you are for everything good that comes into your life, the more closely you place your mind in contact with that power in life that can produce greater good and raise you up to greater heights. The power of appreciation and gratitude. Whenever you appreciate a certain thing, you become conscious of its real quality. And whenever you become conscious of the quality of anything, you begin to develop that quality within yourself. When we appreciate the worth of a person, we tend to impress the idea of that worth in our own minds, and thereby cause the same effect to be produced to an extent within ourselves. If we appreciate what we already are and are ambitious to become even more, we focus our minds upon the greater and employ what we already possess as stepping stones toward higher achievement. But when we do not appreciate ourselves, there are no stepping stones that we can use in attaining greater things. And so we realize why people that do not appreciate themselves never accomplish much, and why they eventually go downhill in nearly every instance. When we appreciate the beautiful in anything, we awaken our minds to a higher and better understanding of the beautiful. Our minds therefore become, in a sense, more beautiful. The same is true with regard to any quality. Whatever we appreciate, we tend to develop within ourselves. Whenever you feel grateful for anything, you always feel nearer to the real quality of that particular thing. A person who is ungrateful always feels that there is a wall between themselves and the good things in life. Usually there is such a wall. It's just that they have built it themselves with their ingratitude. On the other hand, someone who is grateful for everything places themselves in a state that brings them closer to the best things life has to offer. And it's hard to deny that the most grateful people are well liked by others and always receive the best attention everywhere. We all face disappointment at times and don't get exactly what we want, but you will find that the more grateful you are, the less numerous those disappointments become. The most important takeaway here is that the more grateful you are for everything good that comes into your life, the more closely you place your mind in contact with that power in life that can produce greater good and raise you up to greater heights. The power of appreciation and gratitude. Whenever you appreciate a certain thing, you become conscious of its real quality. And whenever you become conscious of the quality of anything, you begin to develop that quality within yourself. When we appreciate the worth of a person, we tend to impress the idea of that worth in our own minds, and thereby cause the same effect to be produced to an extent within ourselves. If we appreciate what we already are and are ambitious to become even more, we focus our minds upon the greater and employ what we already possess as stepping stones toward higher achievement. But when we do not appreciate ourselves, there are no stepping stones that we can use in attaining greater things. And so we realize why people that do not appreciate themselves never accomplish much, and why they eventually go downhill in nearly every instance. When we appreciate the beautiful in anything, we awaken our minds to a higher and better understanding of the beautiful. Our minds therefore become, in a sense, more beautiful. The same is true with regard to any quality. Whatever we appreciate, we tend to develop within ourselves. Whenever you feel grateful for anything, you always feel nearer to the real quality of that particular thing. A person who is ungrateful always feels that there is a wall between themselves and the good things in life. Usually there is such a wall. It's just that they have built it themselves with their ingratitude. On the other hand, someone who is grateful for everything places themselves in a state that brings them closer to the best things life has to offer. And it's hard to deny that the most grateful people are well liked by others and always receive the best attention everywhere. We all face disappointment at times and don't get exactly what we want, but you will find that the more grateful you are, the less numerous those disappointments become. The most important takeaway here is that the more grateful you are for everything good that comes into your life, the more closely you place your mind in contact with that power in life that can produce greater good and raise you up to greater heights. The power of appreciation and gratitude. Whenever you appreciate a certain thing, you become conscious of its real quality. And whenever you become conscious of the quality of anything, you begin to develop that quality within yourself. When we appreciate the worth of a person, we tend to impress the idea of that worth in our own minds, and thereby cause the same effect to be produced to an extent within ourselves. If we appreciate what we already are and are ambitious to become even more, we focus our minds upon the greater and employ what we already possess as stepping stones toward higher achievement. But when we do not appreciate ourselves, there are no stepping stones that we can use in attaining greater things. And so we realize why people that do not appreciate themselves never accomplish much, and why they eventually go downhill in nearly every instance. When we appreciate the beautiful in anything, we awaken our minds to a higher and better understanding of the beautiful. Our minds therefore become, in a sense, more beautiful. The same is true with regard to any quality. Whatever we appreciate, we tend to develop within ourselves. Whenever you feel grateful for anything, you always feel nearer to the real quality of that particular thing. A person who is ungrateful always feels that there is a wall between themselves and the good things in life. Usually there is such a wall. It's just that they have built it themselves with their ingratitude. On the other hand, someone who is grateful for everything places themselves in a state that brings them closer to the best things life has to offer. And it's hard to deny that the most grateful people are well liked by others and always receive the best attention everywhere. We all face disappointment at times and don't get exactly what we want, but you will find that the more grateful you are, the less numerous those disappointments become. The most important takeaway here is that the more grateful you are for everything good that comes into your life, the more closely you place your mind in contact with that power in life that can produce greater good and raise you up to greater heights. The power of appreciation and gratitude. Whenever you appreciate a certain thing, you become conscious of its real quality. And whenever you become conscious of the quality of anything, you begin to develop that quality within yourself. When we appreciate the worth of a person, we tend to impress the idea of that worth in our own minds, and thereby cause the same effect to be produced to an extent within ourselves. If we appreciate what we already are and are ambitious to become even more, we focus our minds upon the greater and employ what we already possess as stepping stones toward higher achievement. But when we do not appreciate ourselves, there are no stepping stones that we can use in attaining greater things. And so we realize why people that do not appreciate themselves never accomplish much, and why they eventually go downhill in nearly every instance. When we appreciate the beautiful in anything, we awaken our minds to a higher and better understanding of the beautiful. Our minds therefore become, in a sense, more beautiful. The same is true with regard to any quality. Whatever we appreciate, we tend to develop within ourselves. Whenever you feel grateful for anything, you always feel nearer to the real quality of that particular thing. A person who is ungrateful always feels that there is a wall between themselves and the good things in life. Usually there is such a wall. It's just that they have built it themselves with their ingratitude. On the other hand, someone who is grateful for everything places themselves in a state that brings them closer to the best things life has to offer. And it's hard to deny that the most grateful people are well liked by others and always receive the best attention everywhere. We all face disappointment at times and don't get exactly what we want, but you will find that the more grateful you are, the less numerous those disappointments become. The most important takeaway here is that the more grateful you are for everything good that comes into your life, the more closely you place your mind in contact with that power in life that can produce greater good and raise you up to greater heights.